hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99 as a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Here's my suggestion on how to handle it when you have someone come to you with what sounds like a bad idea with their diet or exercise choices based on your own personal experience. And if you can see that someone is struggling, you have to weigh up, this might be something worth risking the relationship to elicit a result. I got to give them a piece of information that made a difference in their journey down the track. And that's huge. Hello and welcome back to my channel. Today we are telling our friends that they're dieting too much. Okay, we've all been in this situation. I feel like as soon as you figure out that you're in a world of chronic over-dieters, you see it everywhere and you like need to say something. And this is a conversation I have a lot in the HA Society and just with people. You're like, how do I tell this person that they have a problem? And unfortunately, there's a fine line between like it being your business and you having all the context of why they're dieting. Like, unless you truly understand why they're dieting, what they're doing, what the reasons are, yada yada, you wouldn't say shit, right? Like, I mean, I hear people be like, oh, we saw this like Netflix documentary about veganism and now we want to try veganism. And I'm like, I mean, the most I'll say is like, you be getting your educational information from an entertainment platform. Like, okay, just do some research.
not everything on a Netflix documentary is true across all ranges, not just their nutrition stuff. Do not take your information from Netflix, right? So like, it just depends on the situation, but let's say it's your best friend, like you're invested and you are in a position where you have a right to say something. Like, you know, you want your close friends and family to have an opinion if they're worried about you. And that's about it. A total stranger? Mm-mm. But I mean, you do you, right? But here's my suggestion on how to handle it when you have someone come to you with what sounds like a bad idea with their diet or exercise choices based on your own personal experience. You know, you have some opinions. And the first thing I'll tell you to do is approach with curiosity. Don't be coming out swinging with your opinions. It makes people defensive. And again, you could be out of line. Like, you could be wrong. You know, it could be something you're missing. Like, you think about all of the videos, like the Instagram reels you see, and then people just get on there with like their judgments as if they have any idea what a 15 second clip, like the full context of a 15 second clip. But they still be judging moms for what they're doing in this one video without any context, right? You don't want to be that person. So be curious. More questions, more listening, right? Until you have all of the information. And then and only then, if you have something to input that you think is going to be valuable for them, then it makes sense. And this is partially because your genuine curiosity disarms people and they want to be heard. Nothing annoys people more than you giving your opinion without having asked any further questions or missing the context. Even if you are right, it's going to annoy people and get them off guard. So that's a big one. You definitely want to approach with curiosity. Oh, why are you doing that? Oh, where did you hear that? And what's wrong with the current way you're eating? Okay, and what do you think that this one's going to achieve? Right? This diet's going to achieve. And then if they're like, well, I just want to lose weight, you might feel like, well, that's a bad idea. But like, who are you to say? You know what I mean? But if they're like, you know, clearly doing something unhealthy, for example, true story, Mishi had this one recently. Oh, we're trying to get pregnant, so we're going to do 75 hard for that, which is like a grueling 75 days of working out. Yeah, okay, I might be like, you know, if I know that person, I don't think that's a good idea, right? But if they're just like, I want to do 75 hard because I want to get in shape, blah, blah, I don't care. This is not my business, right? But if you're going to come at me with your health problems being a reason, then like maybe I'll put my two cents in. And I think another thing to consider here is like just what you want to get out of it, right? So quickly ask yourself, do you want to get them to see this side of things, or do you just want to be right? And as a result, is it just going to like ruffle their feathers? Then it's maybe not worth doing. So that's a thing. I definitely would approach the whole like, I just want you to know about the reality of your choices thing with as much of your own experience as possible and less about them, right? Oh, I found that that was a problem for me, or, you know, as a coach, I found that that's been a problem for my clients. Less about like them and you knowing what's best for them, but just share, you know, like, oh, chit chat. Oh yeah, I've seen that. It didn't work out so well for people I know, right? Might you ruffle a feather for some reason? Might you have someone be like, well, I've never felt better since I started intermittent fasting. Like, okay, cool. You don't have to change someone's mind. It's not your job. But if you care about someone and you feel like there's, you know, a nugget of truth that it's important for you to provide this perspective, I think that that's important, right? I think that it's important for people to get other pieces of information. I would never have found out that I had HA if I hadn't gone to the doctor and him say, oh, well, that's a problem, which is not, at least my, you know, not everyone has that experience, but like, no one ever pulled me up on this. everyone perpetuated my behavior, and a lot of them didn't know any better, right? But like, it just takes sometimes one person to put the littlest crack in the windshield, right? And the windshield might not break. They might just be driving around with this crack in it, but it's there, right? And one day, when a second piece of information hits, maybe someone else says something, maybe they stumble across another YouTube channel that, you know, then there's the crack got bigger and the crack got bigger. So you may only be one tiny voice and piece that eventually later down the line sends them in the direction that they need to go. And that's okay. You don't need to be their savior. You just need to do you, right? But it is okay to say your piece if you are approaching with curiosity and you have all of the context. And even if you don't have all the context, just make sure it's about you and you're not putting your crap on them. You're just like sharing your experience because we're in a conversation and we're having an exchange. That's always the best way and has really helped me. And that's how I've been able to get like referrals from people in real life, right? Because you're not coming from a judgmental place. You're just minding your own business and people are like, oh, she has some expertise.
Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things, but in our practice, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today. So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect. And then you can journal about it or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off. And you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every like 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you, you know, systematically kicked it to the curb? So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot and it will be waiting for you there.
The other thing is, if it ever comes time to sit someone down and be like, you are messing yourself up, or like, hey, I hear heard you say that, you know, I love you, and I've heard you say that you've been trying to get pregnant for 3 weeks, but you're at CrossFit every single day. I want you to know this thing. It's called risking the relationship. Sometimes when you care about someone, you have to risk a relationship. And if you can see that someone is struggling and this has something to do with that struggle and that pain, and it's scary because you know they might get defensive and mad, you have to weigh up, this might be something worth risking the relationship to elicit a result. Something we have to do as coaches, right? Because people are paying us for a result. So we already know what they want from us. They don't want us to enable them. They don't want us to pity party them. They want us to get them from A to B as quickly as possible. So with kindness, compassion, curiosity, we're going to present with them the facts. Hey, you're saying you want this. You're behaving this way. And I want you to know, in case you didn't know, there is a connection, and I have my own personal experience with this. I promise you, you're overtraining. It's hard to hear. It's like, mind your own business potentially, right? But it's for the greater good, because they might be mad, but they might also then later, they might be mad because it's true. Let's just say that. They might be mad because it's true. I've had a lot of those experiences, right? And no one ever got mad, but like I got to give them a piece of information that made a difference in their journey down the track. And that's huge, right? So as a friend, as a colleague, as a fellow gym member, you know, I don't think it's your place to go around telling people what to do. But if someone is sharing information with you about what they're doing and why, and you see that it's dumb, you know, decide like, well, what do I want to get out of this interaction? Do I truly think it's going to help them? Or is it really just my ego? And are they spreading misinformation and I just want to put a stop to it? You know, I'm going to choose to risk the relationship, or I'm going to trust that they'll take this on with, you know, grace. But if you're always coming from a place of curiosity, right, wanting to have more information before putting your crap on someone, if you're always coming with compassion, I totally understand. I have been there. And I know it's really hard, but energy in, energy out, you know, and use humor, right? Reassure that, you know, you made those mistakes too. As long as you're not coming from like an I'm better than you place, it's going to land just fine. And if you make a mistake and it doesn't, okay, fine, but you still might help that person because you might be one of three like mentions or pushes in that direction that they need to finally get there. And I think that the last thing I would say is to make sure you talk primarily about your own experience, being careful not to make something that was meant to be about them about you, right? But asking questions from their perspective, and then reframing like, well, this is what happened to me when that happened. You know, just being like a bit more collaborative about the conversation, bringing it to a place where like you both come to this conclusion as a result of the conversation. That is the way to do it. And to close, our coach certification is opening. So if you feel like talking to people about changing their lives and behaviors and how they think about food and exercise is something that you are called to do, our holistic HA coach certification is opening for enrollment. What is that? In 2 days. So get on the wait list. We have webinars happening, all kinds of things that give you more coaching skills and help you learn whether or not you want to be a coach. We have all that going on. The links will be in the show notes. That's all free. And then if you feel like, okay, this is a path I want to follow, I want to be someone who helps other people, I want to call people out with kindness, that's what we call it, and be your friendly neighborhood BS detectives that can determine whether or not someone is doing the best thing for them or just driving their body into the ground because they feel like they don't deserve, you know what I mean? Like if you want those abilities, this is a certification for you. We go through everything from the physiology and the science, the nutrition and the exercise and the yada yada to the coaching skills, and we weave it all throughout, right? Someone has this problem and here's how you would approach it with that person. It's really very valuable, super comprehensive 5-month program. And it opens in 2 days. So all of the links are below so that you can go learn about the certification. And I'll see you guys next week. Please like and subscribe. Where next week we're going to be talking about stress reducing tips for recovery. So stick around and I'll see you then. Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny. And I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast. really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.